Welcome to Intrepid Heroes, an actual play podcast of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm Scott, and I'm playing Zosra Shizori, a Patra Skirmisher operative who's looking for a new cause.
I'm Stephanie, and I'm playing Starchild, a Soki envoy full of energy from the Drift.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Krizek Vare, a Warblood Vest soldier with a knack for violence.
I'm Mark. I'm playing Iswar, a Kasathan Graviton Solarian.
I'm John, and I'm playing Dr. Vic Dume, an android witchwarper seeking a lost reality.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jode, a human mystic looking to make the galaxy a better place.
And now, on to the episode. Hello and welcome back to Intrepid Heroes' playthrough of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. I went a little down on that one because this is wrapping up our playthrough of this adventure.
We're so glad. Whoa, it's been so long.
No, it's been a trip. And when we last left our heroes, they were fighting bees and gross flesh mounds, making their way into Charity Substation and trying to figure out what's going on. And as they deflated this gross flesh bubble. Made their way to an airlock, where two disparate groups of Hespers were battling it all outside. So it looked like a few of them had been corrupted by whatever's going on here. But you all made your way into the airlock, churn through, hearing that there's dangerous levels of radiation on the other side.
Yep. Purportedly dangerous levels of radiation.
Really dangerous levels of
radiation. I'm just glad we're not all large because this would be a very crowded airlock.
It would be pretty crowded in here.
If even one of us were large, it'd be a problem.
Because there's a warning, you have to basically acknowledge the fact that there's something dangerous on the other side. And the door does not open automatically. So someone who is up near the console needs to basically slap it to open the door.
There's no signature we got to make or anything. So that's good.
Just flip the switch basically.
Have to sign a waiver.
Do we activate our suits?
Go!
Those things aren't enforceable anyway. Let's go.
Okay.
Yep. I'll slap it.
Krychek punches it.
The door opens. You can see a little bit of the control room beyond, and you're all hit with it. It's not like a wave of heat. It is just sort of a cosmic wave that comes over you. And I do need everyone to make fort.
We're going to become the Fantastic Six.
Did you say fort?
Fortitude, please.
Fortitude save. Right
as
there.
You are hit with a wave of transdimensional radiation.
Transdimensional.
Yeah.
That goes across several dimensions.
That's right. Cosmic. Well, 23, yes. How about that?
Those are all terrific rolls, with the exception of whoever rolled that 2.
It's like startlingly good for me.
Oh. Okay, well, maybe that 2 was something else. Maybe I'm just seeing things.
Yeah, we're all above 20. I'm seeing double. It's 2.
Those are all successful saves.
Yeah, nice.
But you, besides this, you can also hear the hum of machinery from beyond. The sound of it whirring and heating up. And as Krychek, as you step out and then immediately step back in, you step out and look towards the main part of the chamber.
There is
a creature hovering. It's about like 30 feet up. It's hovering near the ceiling. It is a bluish creature of tentacles and, for lack of a better word, a hood. One kind of perhaps eye, you're not 100% sure. Here's what it looks like.
Oh,
it's just sort of hovering.
Yikes.
Oh. And it is, you know, it's not big. It's about the size of a person. But as it hovers up there, it's clearly siphoning power out of this sort of main reactor that's down here. There's almost like a cord that you can see traveling to it. And from there into its body, it's kind of like issuing up and outwards through the roof and into space. As it sees you, it kind of turns and looks at you with that one weird ovoid eye, and says, well, more like kind of hear it more in your heads than hear it out loud, and a sound that kind of sounds like it's been treated with a heck of a lot of reverb. Says unto you, I am Amanika, the midwife. I have swaddled the newborn and helped it to come into this universe. It still, though, requires to be fed, and thus the power here will feed it so it can awaken further.
I'm with you, Jode. No.
No? Or maybe no.
Yes.
It's had enough.
Somebody perfect.
You deny me. Oh. You would deny me this power. You would deny the newborn this power, then you must be vanquished.
That power is for the people.
Well, you know, I don't think so.
Oh, well, that settles it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's vote. You get one vote, we get six votes.
Yeah. Starchild says no, then it's no. I mean, that's how that works.
Not a baby kind of guy.
This is a creature that is on the cover of A Cosmic Birthday. There's like some gross tentacled thing right on the cover. And I'm like, you showed the picture. I'm like, where have I seen that before? Oh, literally on the cover of A Cosmic Birthday.
Oh, you made the cover? Congratulations. Spoilers.
Yes, that's right. I am on the cover of this adventure.
Old one eye. Okay.
Are we talking more? Or are we just getting down into the nitty gritty here?
Pew, 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 pew.
And I think we're all in agreement. We might as well just go.
Well, I mean, our answer was no. I don't know if they want to continue talking about it, but we don't want the power continuing to be fed.
Yeah, I think, you know, it just doesn't seem like there's a lot of room for negotiation here. So
it's exploding time.
How about disable you and then we try again?
Let's roll initiative then.
Okay.
Oh, I rolled not too great.
For some reason, my initiative is not working right.
Are you clicking the correct initiative? Or are you just trying to roll perception? Character sheet real quick. Oh, I see. You've got it as society?
Yeah, if you go to the combat tracker.
Yeah, there you go. For whatever reason, Mark, your initiative was set to roll society, and I think that might be part of it.
And Starchild's rolling computers for...
Oh,
I just did the one off the tracker. Sorry. Do you want me to do it off my sheet?
If your sheet is set to that, and when you press it on the tracker, it'll...
Weird. Yeah, I don't know why. Okay, what should it be set to?
Oh, no worries.
Perception.
Let's find out.
Perception.
What kind of tea does a tentacled, one-eyed creature like?
I will say a society almost, check.
Always a society check, but I could do stealth if I was stealthing.
Oolong sounds like some sort of tentacled horror. Oolong! Oolong.
All right. And well, crumpet. How do I...
Oolong and Steph, I got crumpet. You. Don't worry. I fixed it.
Okay. It's good. Okay.
I didn't roll something weird, did I? No, I just rolled badly. okay. Let's talk about who's first. Zosra's first.
Does look that way.
Let's talk about what's going on right now. You must be vanquished. There's just this sort of that psychic reverberation in your head, kind of like rises to a sort of fever pitch. I need you to make a will save as you stand here within her aura.
Good lord, the hits just keep on coming.
It's gonna be
they
great.
Do, don't they? Yeah, saves and saves and saves and saves. That's why I was saving mine.
Oh, did we get new hero points this session?
Yes, yes, you did get new hero points this session.
Yay!
Okay. Well, I rolled one. I used one of them.
You used one of them. Great. That is a success. What did I just do? Oh, fair enough. Okay, we'll save that for your turn, Krajak. I was going to make everyone do it at the beginning of their turn. So, Zostra, you're fine. You're hearing this sort of mental static in your brain, but you fight through it. What do you want to do?
Okay, so they're 30 feet up. I'm...
Yes.
A distance away from them. I can't see how much. What I would like to do is give them the old shot. Okay. But I need to be within range, which means... For this pistol, what is range?
Normal old...
60 feet. Yep. Okay, so 30 feet up and...
Well, that's right, he's 30 feet up in the air, right?
Yeah, yeah, I'm probably going to have to get in a little bit more. I want to spread out anyhow.
Okay.
Just in case, so I'm going to move probably over to here. I think that's probably 30-30.
Yeah, makes sense.
And we will do the, all right, here it is. Here's my action. Weakening shot.
Great. Put that aim on.
And then.
Give me that shot.
Target me with aim. And then target it with the shot. See what happens.
That is going to be a hit.
Okay, and then we will roll my dice. Meh.
Okay, 9 points of damage.
9 points is 9 points.
Through.
I mean,
I lost 9 points.
Weakening. All seems to go through.
Yes.
I will give them. We'll give them clumsy for now. Try and make them harder or easier to.
Easier to hit.
I think that. Although does that stack? Air. With get them.
Yes.
That's a status penalty on clumsy.
Yay.
Right. So, and get them is a bonus to hit. To hit.
Awesome.
Basically. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right. All right. Well, putting myself out here.
Oh. Okay.
You've made that save at the beginning of your turn. You're good. You're nothing to worry about.
Okay.
The GM says that. I get nervous. Nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about.
I drew my laser pistol, but I don't know what the range is. The range is 40. Okay. So I have to move up. 10, 20. Okay. So I think that might be in range.
Yeah.
Okay. And I will shoot.
What's the range on your laser pistol?
It's 40.
40. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I have to do math to actually, you know,
figure. Yeah, figure
out. Whoa.
Is this a math game?
Yeah, definitely.
It's a game of doing math and waiting your turn.
Yeah. Patience.
All right. So it's
a British math game.
Nope.
Ooh, 13 is not going to do it.
No.
Okay. That's all I can do.
Give it to me. All right, Dr. Dume.
All right. I'm going to make a will save first.
Yes, make your will save first. Thank you for reminding.
All right.
That's a free action. You don't have to spend an action.
That's how I love starting my turns.
Yeah.
That's a success.
All right. So now I'm going to set my quantum field.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Good.
Activate it. So it'll be... I thought it was I don't know how big it is now. Is it 15 foot diameter?
Oof, you tell me.
I don't know. I've been trying to find it again. I can't find it from when I used it before.
I feel like that's almost like a euphemism.
Yeah.
Well, quantum field?
I set my quantum field.
Mm-hmm.
Set my quantum field. All right.
That's like anyway, a nerd euphemism, though.
I'll put it so it's on him. Doesn't matter.
Right. Tell me where. Right there?
No, move it towards us a little bit more.
Okay.
Wait, because, yeah, so I want it to be, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll go there. All right, so that's one action. And then I'm going to fire off an Eldritch Blast, or Lance, sorry.
All right, that's different.
Now, are these automatically heightened, these cantrips? I guess it is.
They should be.
They should be. Mine have been.
Good. Good.
Well, yes. Boundaries
got your back.
Range on that.
Pew, pew, pew.
30 10 feet. Points.
Yes. Okay, yes. There's a, it has a range of 30 feet.
Oh, never mind.
You can't do that.
Can't do that.
Right now.
And I can't do that right now. Rats. Yeah. I won't do that one then. So I'll move to within 30 feet. I don't know. How far? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. There.
Get into the
Doesn't bottom. It help us when we go into your quantum field?
Yes, you get an extra 5 foot of movement. And I can do other things with it. All right. And then I will try to analyze target.
Oh, all right.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a one action.
Once again, get all the data for whoever finds our corpses.
Right.
It doesn't have fingerprints. Currently, it does not have any medical conditions. It is basically a cosmic aberration.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm done. That's all.
Yeah. Terrific. All right. Eswar.
Okay. Eswar is going to move up to about here.
All right. Now
it. And that should get him within 30 feet.
Definitely.
And so he's going to go ahead and try a solar shot, which because he's in photon, he actually has 30-foot range on that. And it's a disappointing roll, 14
though. 14 is not going to do it.
14 not going to do it? Okay.
Yep.
I'll try one more, though. Thirteen. Also not going to do it.
Going to do it. No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's what I got.
Shooting your beams up there. And it's just sort of not moving. Okay. All right. Now it's going to go. What happened there? Oh right. Ba-doop. Okay.
It is clumsy. Though.
It is still clumsy.
Healed itself.
If you don't remember what the Hespers had told you a couple sessions ago, which was obviously for us a long time ago, this creature had the ability to sort of heal its own wounds.
Oh.
Hmm.
Well, that's going to make
sense. So it's going to be difficult.
How do we shut that down?
You're not sure.
We have to found that.
Hit it really, really hard.
Fire does that damage. We know that fire does damage, but it doesn't stop the healing.
This translucent kind of almost flesh-colored bubble kind of appears sort of surrounding this creature. Mm. And it gets kind of like wobbling and wobbling. And then what else happens? Something else happens. From where it stands, we're going to start with you down here. Eswar, I need you to make a will save.
Will save? All right.
A glut of psychic information comes flooding down into you.
Okay.
Ooh, well, good roll.
How about that? That's 27.
Pretty good. That is success. So you're only going to take half damage.
Okay.
And that is just 4 mental damage.
Is this a mental effect?
It is a mental effect.
Okay. With my indomitable body and mind, that would allow me to change my attunement if I wanted to, but I don't think I'd want to, so I'm going to leave it.
Okay, fair enough.
So you know, it's a possibility.
This, indeed.
You might change your mind later.
Bubble-like thing kind of like comes floating off and begins moving through the room and of its own weird accord. I'll draw a little circle here for it. There it is. It's also 30 feet up in the air. Plus 30. Good. Okay, great.
I'm not seeing that. Yes. Could you ping that? Or
It's kind of faint because I make myself a different color.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I saw it though when you did that.
Yeah, it's like it's a yellow circle on a almost yellow background.
Tan background, yeah.
Tan background. Yeah, it's hard to see.
Let me draw that again.
And that's where it is?
That's where this weird little fleshy bubble is.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's still in the same spot. I'm going to click on this thing. Okay. Great. And I what do I have here? Oh no, I can do one more thing. And that is, why not shoot a Eldritch Ray?
Of course you would. Why would you not do that?
Add Zostray. Little strikey strike. Barrel. 28,
ooh,
which is not a crit. But this is going to do some mental damage as well.
Well, that was 11.
Yeah, good for you. All right, Starchild, we're up to you.
Okay, I could do get him an electric arc, I think, from where I am, right?
Electric arc, you're not close enough for that.
Oh, because are these bigger than...
Because it's... Okay. It's no. Well, the creature is 30 feet up in the air.
Oh, that's right. So I would basically need to move.
Does anybody have any way to lower that creature? Bring it down?
I do not. Gravity. I would do that if I could.
Because my jump jets can't reach it, but if I reach it, and I got lots of things I can do to it.
Yeah.
Dang.
But I can't get to it because it's up at the ceiling.
One of your spellcasters has something, maybe? Who knows?
I might have something with it. I could
actually,
like jumpy equipment or anything?
Or anything that would accelerate me another 10 feet.
Maybe one of the stronger characters can just throw you.
Wait, like, what do you mean accelerate you 10 feet?
Oh, so my jump jets can leave me 20 feet, and he's 30 feet. But if I can get to him, then I can grapple him, because I have basically, I have a lot of athletics.
Would it help if I gave you the quickened condition?
Hey, I'm not done with my turn. Can I finish?
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Sorry. I just was going to ask if there's a skill to learn something about it.
You want to roll a recall knowledge check? You can give me occultism, or if you have some sort of applicable lore, like Octurn lore.
No, I don't think I have anything.
I'll give you
that specific.
Yeah. This is not. Yeah, media lore is not going to help you with this because this thing has never been on TV before.
Yet.
That explains a lot. Move,
then you're only going to have one action left if you do a knowledge check, so you won't be able to do like a spell or anything.
Sorry, say that again. I was busy being annoyed at having.
So you moved. If you do a knowledge check, it's another action. You only have one action left.
Right, and then I'll get him.
Okay.
Great. So here's what you think you know. This bubble that's kind of floating towards you. It kind of looks like it's got like something inside of it. And it is, you probably don't want to be near it if it were to pop, but you can also attack it and try to pop it.
Okay.
Otherwise this thing is too weird and aberrant for you to get anything read on what it is or what might deal with it.
Okay. Well, I'll share that and then I will... do you guys want get him on the midwife or on the bubble?
I think midwife.
I think the midwife.
Okay.
Yeah.
So get him on the midwife.
All right. Cool. All right. Jode.
Because we need to focus fire on that since it's healing.
Krysek, I cannot help you get higher. It turns out cellular stimulant won't aid you in your jump jetting.
Yeah.
So I will go for murder.
Okay.
I'm going to move, and I think the extra 5 feet is going to be pretty vital for me. 15. I'll get in between the two. Right where you said not to be is right by the floaty
bubble. Again, that thing is still up in the air. So
yeah,
like
I mean, we're under it, but I think it could explode and hurt us all.
Maybe if we take down the other monster quick enough, it won't. Let's try. I will, now that I'm within 30 feet, soul surge the monster.
Okay. Tell me more.
Let's see how this goes. Oh, that's nice.
Ooh, nat 20. Okay. Oh, that's right. This is what I did to you. We got right back at it. Okay, that is a hit. That is obviously a critical hit.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
So roll that damage.
I think this is just going to be regular damage, and you got to double it. Yeah, that's just the regular.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Nice. Fair enough. Really nice. This is a massive amount of damage, and because it's a critical hit on Soul Surge, the creature becomes drained one.
Yeah, see how you like being drained.
It takes a load of that. Yeah, it does it clearly not immune to spirit damage. It has some sort of soul or spirit that you're able to like rip out.
Okay,
and you have done your other thing. You've done the thing which
I have to take 6 points. I'm taken away from the Vitality Network.
Vitality Network. Okay, great.
And I'm all done.
Terrific. Zosra.
And I do believe that drained, one of the lesser known effects is that creatures that are flying fall to the floor. They're drained down.
Boom, 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 boom.
Like going down a drain.
So
that's right, exactly. I mean,
considering maybe trying to help Krychek by just a leg up, but
yes, something you can do. I completely forgot everybody else here. Real quick, everyone who hasn't already rolled me a will save should roll me a will save.
Oh right, I did forget. Oh, I did. Yeah,
Jode and Starchild. And,
yeah,
I think I already did it.
You did it? Okay.
I think so. Pretty sure.
All right, we'll just get one from Starchild and Jode.
I'm good at that.
Oh yeah, you did. You did it. You're fine.
Hey, right. Krysek, I think I can help you with your problem.
I think I can too if you go after me.
Steph, you're also fine. That is exactly what you needed. Okay, great. All right, Zosra.
That's
great.
Good.
Let's move on. It sounds like you have other help coming in. So I'm going to simply target it with my, we'll do the same thing, weakening shot against them. So that means I get, well, it looks like my aim is still active for some reason. So that's fine. I will take a shot at it.
Ooh, net two.
That's
net
two. I'm going to need to re-roll on that one just for, because it's my first shot.
Five.
Well, yeah. 27, so that's a hit.
Yeah, that bumps it. Not enough, but it bumps it. I wanted to get that weakening on it. Okay, well, why is it not giving me aim now? Oh, it expired.
expired with your roll, I guess. Weirdly.
Immediately. Oops. Okay. Yeah. Well, let me put it back on here. I don't understand sometimes.
It's okay, real.
Now let's try it.
Real.
It's got some. Yeah, got some issues going on here. All
right. Yeah.
All right. So and nine points, and we'll again make it. What I do? Clumsy, same as last time. And then. Third action. It's doing saves. I'm going to go ahead and shoot at it again. This will be at a map, though. It's probably not going to hit.
Yeah, it's going to miss.
That's my one. Dang it. Okay. Well, that's my turn.
You're targeting yourself, so but it is. That's only missed by one against you.
I targeted myself.
Yes, but that's fine. It's fun. All right, Krysek. Do you want to delay
Dr.
a little bit?
May says that he can help me, so
okay, let's do it.
I will delay.
Dr. Dumais.
All right, I am going to cause this creature to stumble.
Okay.
Or try anyway.
All right. Ooh, with the clumsy on it, and get him. It's gonna succeed with a 23, just barely though. Anything happen on a success?
No, only
a
flying critical failure.
Yeah, we need a failure or crit fail.
I was trying so hard.
It's about 50-50.
Yeah.
So I happened to roll well that time. We got another action though.
I am going to warp time around the creature.
Hmm.
Ooh, what's that do?
Yeah,
sounds exciting.
I'm going to fast forward time around that creature on the ceiling.
Okay, so I'm going to make that fortitude save. With being drained, that's a failure.
That was a failure.
16.
Ooh.
Feebled.
Roll that damage.
Big damage. Big damage.
Oh, nice.
Nine.
Very good.
Nine void damage as it gets a little bit older. And it's enfeebled one. Oh, yeah, it's got to be
hungry. Very nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
All right. Kretchik, do you want to jump in now? Do you want to wait for this one to do some? Okay.
Sure. I'll just start shooting at it.
Okay.
A coward's weapon.
A gun.
Yeah. So I'll just.
Ooh.
Nice.
Oh,
that's
a crit.
That's
good. There we go.
It is a crit. Roll that damage.
You'll make it come to you one way or another. Is that what you're saying?
Really.
Okay. Oh, six fire damage. Takes that damage. Looking really like all the tentacles are kind of like broken. It's burned. Most of it's that spirit damage that it took, so it's also very sad inside. But you got like two more actions. Yeah,
I'm gonna keep shooting.
Keep shooting
because I don't have anything of range. Cause it's too far up. So
make him.
I was
gonna
say I'm thinking I can help you, but
17 is gonna 15 miss.
This is on the second. Yeah, that's rough.
I'll just keep firing. Whatever.
Okay. Great fish. Yep. Well, all right. Fair enough. All right. Well,
Eswar, take it down.
Eswar, what do you want to do?
I was going to go ahead and use my black hole and pull it down.
Yes.
Okay. Let's give it a try.
I was wondering if you still had that ability.
No. Yeah.
I do.
Yep. Should have probably
you
waited.
Switch.
It's going to heal again on its turn, and it's after you.
Don't you have to switch attunements for black hole?
Yes, I may have to switch attunements in order to do that, which I can. It only takes one action.
Okay. Yep.
And black hole's a two action.
The bird looking for his ability.
John. Yeah. And he will need to make a saving throw. Fortitude saving throw.
Only choosing the creature, not choosing anybody else.
Correct.
Within 30 feet. Okay, fair enough.
Only just that one creature.
You're not
just
trying to
checking.
Put the rest of us prone to.
Ooh, oh. What's your DC is 19?
My DC is 19, he met
just
that.
Just a success. But so I'm taking half damage, roll the damage, and I'm still getting pulled a little closer.
5 feet. Which a 20 foot up would get to him, right? Here.
No, if it's straight up, I can
so
do
20 feet straight up.
It's 20 feet straight up, or 10 feet if you do.
But he'd be at 25.
Jesus. Right, but you also get five extra feet because he's in the quantum field.
Well, that's just for speed.
Movement.
Is it any movement?
Not range. It's movement. If you take a move action.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Probably moves
after that anyhow.
And that's my turn. It does convert me back to photon.
Did you hit him? Did you kill him? Did you kill him?
No, but it's looking him. It looks very hurt. But yeah, then some of the tentacles kind of like begin to stretch back out into normal and heal.
Yeah.
We'll just agree. We'll have another one of these.
Okay.
Copy and paste. Another bubble kind of appears around it. All right.
Another one?
Oh, good lord. I got to think of something to do here. Yes, I'm going to take two. I'm going to just sort of like turn this big ovoid eye kind of downward and do this Eldritch super just cone of energy comes blasting down at Eswar and Jode. So I both need both of you to make a reflex save here. And
reflex.
I'm gonna roll 1d4.
All right, here we go.
4, which means this is void damage.
Oh. Rutrow.
Yikes.
Yeah, rutrow. I got a 12. That's not good at all.
12.
Yeah, happy with there's, that?
These are both failures. They are not critical failures.
Okay.
So you're keeping it?
You know what?
Can't hear Ron at all.
Can't hear Ron at all.
He's muted.
No. Yeah, Ron, you're just talking away. Yeah.
I got a 20.
Yes, you did. That's a failure as well.
It's also fair a failure. Enough.
You know what? Okay. Heaven doesn't hurt my feelings much.
I'll keep it. I'm fine.
All right. It's 11 points of void damage, basically, as your, very flesh begins to rot away necrotically.
Ew.
Yeah, ow.
Yes, it's gross. Actually, now what I'm going to do is I am actually going to get... I need... Oh, yeah. I gotta
What's
get a little
legendary closer. Action. No,
I gotta get a little closer. To be perfectly honest, so sort of like comes closer down to be about like let's say about 5 feet off the ground.
Excellent.
Ooh, Krychek's gonna like that.
Yes, he is.
Gonna like if that. It survives,
it's actually better for me too.
It moved, right?
It did move,
and
I forgot about that.
Aimed. So, okay. I can just make a regular strike.
Give me a strike.
As a reaction.
Strike one.
I don't get my bonus damage on it, but oh, gosh.
Oh,
that one.
That one. Ouch.
You had to say strike one, didn't you? And I'm out of here. Yeah, I'm out of points.
Okay.
Okay.
So it just sort of like begins moving. You just fire off a shot. Whoa, look out. It's getting closer. And then we're gonna have this guy. What can he do? This bubble kind of does move down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And this bubble also kind of shifts over here and kind of moves down at the same time.
I'm feeling like this is a bad place to be.
But not yet, they can do anything. Starch out.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to try lightning arc on the get him and then lightning arc and see if I can.
Okay, we'll refresh the get him.
Yeah, and see if I can do the additional.
Oh, yes, I need to roll save now. Electricity damage comes arcing around. I'm getting a 21 success. I'm only going to take half damage.
Okay, but.
Roll that.
I'll take it.
It's something.
You can actually target two of them, right?
Oh, right. Can't I drop?
Oh, yeah.
You
want to target one of these bubbles?
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good.
There's no way this can go wrong.
Yeah, no way.
Let me roll a bubble.
Good damage, too.
What do I have?
Nice. Here?
Cover my eyes.
Plus 8.
I'm going to get bubble all over me.
You want to borrow my sunglasses?
Yeah, you probably do want to. Close your eyes.
18 is actually a failure, so the bubble takes all the damage.
Woohoo!
And it bursts.
Yep.
Which might not be good.
Yeah. Well, it's high enough. You can see this green kind of mist comes out of it, but it's high up and up in the air that it doesn't fall on any of you currently.
Oh, it's not like liquid in there that rains on us.
It's sort of like
I like it.
Okay.
If it engulfs you, you're in trouble.
And now everybody gets another bonus to hit that I have to.
For the get him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. All right, Jode. You did the most damage so far.
Quite a lot. And now it's like adjacent to me.
It's basically adjacent to you, but above you a little
up
bit.
Up a right? little bit.
Still
yeah.
5 feet
yeah.
up.
But it's still within poking range if you had a melee weapon.
I what do I look like? Krychek? No.
What are you going to do?
Step away is what I'm going to do first.
Okay. All right.
And then I shall blast it with an Eldritch Lance.
Alrighty.
I love that. I love that for
roll
you.
Roll to I hit. Love
take this. Kabam! And plus I've got get him, yes?
Yes, get him all in there.
Yep, and that 15 means
15 is not going to do it.
Plus 3.
Wait.
Oh, shoot. Because that's
plus but three. I've got a hero point. Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
I'm going to do my best to remember how to hero point.
Right click on the number and bring up the menu that says reroll with hero point.
Reroll using a hero point. I will.
Da, 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 why is da. This
not pretty?
Ooh. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Maximize 9 is the bonus. Pretty good. Maximize bonus. Not quite a critical, though. But you I'm do, okay. do the normal
I am
damage.
Totally okay.
So if I have get them on it, it basically it lowers their AC. So
right, and then because there. I did lead by example, it's a plus 3 to damage. Sorry, I was just trying to thing. But yeah, that's why I went ahead and put that up, so that you would... Anyway.
Right.
That's great.
Still, well, let's see that damage.
It is a mental damage. 10 or 10 plus mental damage.
As you sort of lance out with your mind, you kind of connect with something else, some other sort of unearthly, for lack of a better word, thought process, right? But it's almost like throwing you back as there's sort of like a car hitting a wall, smash. You feel that kind of like you're rocked back because you're not pushed or anything like that. You're not taking any damage, but you're just kind of rocked backwards as you make this sort of mental connection. And the midwife kind of just screams out. Oh, you can all hear it on your mind. Nah! As it kind of crumples and falls all the way to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
A mass of tentacles and whatnot just lying there. That other bubble just kind of fades away into nothingness.
Whoa.
You can feel that the energy connection that was in it reactor cuts off, right? Mm-hmm. But then you hear the reactor kind of beginning to whine as it sort of speeds up very momentarily. You've got like, again, just a few minutes before full and total meltdown. But we're technically out of combat because that mental damage was enough to stop its regeneration and be the killing blow at the same time.
Way to go.
Done.
So we got to start crafting something or computerizing something.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. This reactor is also sort of magical in nature, as you saw before. Mm. So you can give me an Arcana computers or crafting check. You could just kind of feel the fact that wherever you are, this substation kind of like the reality kind of solidifying around it. Coming back out of the ghost levels.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I'm gonna do some crafting.
A alarm is going off. Your actor approaching dangerous heat levels.
Yeah,
evacuate. And you're all there tinkering with it. Let's do it this way. As where you kind of like get in there and you kind of figure out some mechanical bits. Starchild is able to get onto the sort of console computer and pulls up a sort of a semi-futuristic version of that old Atari video game Scram. I was hoping that would resonate with somebody.
Excellent.
And you're able to kind of like adjust the levels, get the cooling back out. You can sense, you can hear sort of from outside, maybe the Hespers have sort of ceased their fighting. With a little bit of sort of Dr. Dume sort of looking over and giving you some arcane formulas with which to sort of help basically temporarily, for the most part, stabilize the core. Poof, that siren kind of blares down. Reactor level coolant levels dropping. Reactor heat temperature levels dropping. You can kind of begin to hear like the sounds of someone coming in through this other airlock door that's over to the right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you kind of feel like, hold on, we've got I don't know, the substation just kind of appeared out of nowhere. But basically, you're at the console and for like five minutes or so, and then these people are coming in. Hold on, and they kind of come in. They're partially dressed in sort of security uniforms, but also have tool belts and whatnot on them, right? There is basically they come in, they're just like, what's going on here? And they, you know, don't point the guns at you because they see that you're not necessarily not that you're not a threat or anything, but you're not some sort of crazy monster or whatever.
Anything weird coming in, so because I can't help with that other stuff, so I am basically watching for this. I'm ready for them.
Right, yeah, you're ready for it here, and they're coming in. What's the word I'm looking for? This emergency security team is coming in. The six of you, what's going on here? What happened? They're looking at this sort of half melted pile of tentacles and whatnot in the corner, just sort of right. bubbling
that
away.
Was draining it. They're trying to stabilize it. If you've got any kind of skills, please help.
All right, let's go. Like three other people are coming in, and they're basically holstering their guns.
Do you know anything about something being alive?
What? I mean, I hope this nothing in here is alive. This is supposed to be a reactor substation.
I'm alive,
and they're coming in, and hopefully you're all right. Someone, and there's like maybe a fourth one comes in who's got sort of like clearly some medical armband on, and they're just sort of like this android that's like checking on you. It's like, or anything.
Oh, I'm hurt. I can. I guess.
Yeah, okay. Right here.
Starts patching you up, and it's a sort of a hectic scene that takes. Of placement over the next 20-25 minutes, but the reactor is not in any danger of erupting. The emergency workers come in to sort of like, oh, you've stabilized, that's great, and are able to take the time to basically put it back to normal levels. Indeed.
You can remove the duct tape now.
Yeah, take all that duct tape. We've got this under control. Oh my goodness. And then the leader there, a human woman, she's like coming in and saying, oh my gosh, I'm engineer Karn, and I suppose we have you, the six of you, to thank for whatever happened. The substation wasn't even here half an hour ago, but then it just sort of appeared where it was supposed to appear, and we kind of rushed right in. So if you had anything to do with that, thank you.
You're welcome.
We did.
Yeah,
that was us.
Terrific. They give you some of those sort of reflective blankets and cups of coffee on the outside as you should have let out. But we're going to take care of it from here. We appreciate everything you've done. There's maybe an emergency vehicle sort of parked outside.
Was I caught in a snowstorm?
Outside, which is Little Akaton. Well, you know, trauma, those trauma blankets. You know, you see after, you know.
They're stylish. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you get a marathon.
What I'm seeing here with the reactor appearing, it's almost like it was born. It's a birthday for the reactor.
All the emergency workers. I don't know.
Okay.
That, strange. Okay.
Trust me on this. It's very cosmic.
I think you're trying too hard. Cover call.
As you're sort of there repairing it, that mass of whatever Amnika was, it just kind of like eventually just kind of like it fades almost out of existence. And if you maybe look at your comms units, whatever, maybe you were trying to record it, it's all just sort of whatever that was. Your heroics are coming crystal clear, but like the creature itself is just kind of like a bit of blurry, a bit out of focus, not quite able to have been recorded. Later that day, You should have come. You're coming out of the Lakaton. The emergency sort of evacuation protocol for that neighborhood has been lifted. It looks like all the other sort of quarantine protocols have been lifted. There's an emergency sort of broadcast from Primex Cantol, leader of Absalom Station, who is like, "Oh, let's say, everyone, looks like whatever troubles were happening with our power supplies, power systems have been completely dealt with thanks to the emergency workers of Absalom Station, and some might say, some the brave actions of six individuals who will be remain nameless for now, for respect their privacy. I won't be taking any questions at this time." But then it does sort of spread throughout the infosphere of Absalom Station.
These six are? Because of all of my followers, and I want to make sure you guys get credit too.
Yep.
Right. So thanks to Star Child's followers, I mean, if you want, your names get out there and you become sort of basically celebrated heroes of the day, or at least heroes of the month, for all that you've done to sort of help with whatever strange actions occurred, whatever strange events that happened here. You're able to sort of, like, over the next couple days, hear about the fact that Auchtern has exploded. And something
like
kind of
entirely exploded.
Entirely exploded, reduced to debris.
What? And,
but the rumors of it are that something came out of it. It's not quite clear. People aren't quite sure. There are a lot of people who say that people have been expecting Auchtern to birth a new god, and that is exactly what happened. Other people are just like, no, that's nonsense. There must have been some. Auchtern's always been weird. Maybe something, they just had a weird buildup of swamp gas or something.
swamp gas, of course.
There's a lot of deniers, of course.
Swamp gas.
That'll blow up a whole planet.
All the other reports throughout the Pack Worlds, throughout the Pack World system, there are reports of other sort of electrical failures that had happened, and people weird other things, people having weird visions and whatnot. But no one has been sort of too hurt. There may be some injuries. The ghost levels seem to recede over the next couple of days, and some other sort of people who were lost kind of stumble out. They get their sort of, you know, aid and emergency help, but some of them are look a little traumatized by the event. Some look a little bit like, oh, one day maybe I'll try to find those ghost levels again. A little bit excited from their little adventures. Finally, we come to you're all also invited to Zaza's birthday.
Oh,
the little vest girl.
She has it
at the community center at Little Acton.
Oh, good. I think it's still have some party favors.
It's still some party favors left over. And,
remember I was going to be doing a birthday there.
Exactly. You were actually, it was Zaza's birthday. She's turning like 12. She is, you know, very thankful that you helped find now I've forgotten what the heck the name of the creature was called. Squawks. Spike.
Yeah, the Squawks. Spike the Squawks.
The now mutant Spike the Squawks is still there.
Yeah.
She's
totally not Stitch.
In the corner. Yeah, she's just sort of like curled up in a corner. Maybe the little babies are there as well.
Aww.
Cute mutant squawks. Cute a little vest girl having her 11th or 12th birthday. And it seems to be quite a happy ending for the six of you.
Hooray!
Pan outward from Absalom Station, the depths of space, further out, maybe even outside of the galaxy, to an area between the stars, in which the new god, the newborn, stirs and continues to make its plans for the future of the universe.
Dun dun dun.
The end. Oh, creepy. So there we are. There's the playtest. I think we all we have lots of time to get in our feedback, of course, at this point, for Starfinder Player Core, for whatever you had, your other class you were playing. That is long since ended, and of course, we're looking forward to the release of the full game.
Yes.
Yeah. Started errata feedback first early.
Yeah.
Sure. Exactly.
Thanks for running, Jason.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you. That was terrific.
That was great.
Thank you.
And thanks, Tim, for joining us on Intrepid Tales too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.